All right, that's a gorgeous thing. That's a gorgeous thing. That's Shaggy and Up Your Mama's Ass. Okay. Welcome to our pre-show for Friday. I don't know what kind of a show we're going to have today. I am abso-fucking-lutely not sure what kind of a show we're going to have today. This is going to be something. This is going to be something. But we will do what we can, man. Forgotten country. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I know you know what I'm saying. Keep me from the girl next door. Da-da-da. Hope you guys are doing well. I just came back from a dinner I had, and this is dinner night for us here in Phil Henry country. We go out on Thursday nights, and we have dinner with, friends. And we talk about stuff. And some of the stuff we talk about is obviously going to be... Now, tomorrow night... Jesus Christ, what a fucking night we're going to have. Tomorrow night, we'll do another chat. The chat will begin at 6:30. And if that is not sufficient, we'll go back to 9 o'clock. But we've had some discussions as to making the chat earlier. I don't know why, but 6:30 Pacific tomorrow night. Okay. Let me see what we're going to do here, man. All right, now. I'm going to... get that stuff there. Yeah, okay, good. Okay, that's done. Alrighty, man. News. What we're going to do here is get Harvey Weinman's news here. Look, is this motherfucking broad, this, she smuggled power tools? This broad ought to be thrown in fucking prison. Is this the same woman? Who is this goddamn woman? Joyce Mitchell. She gave Richard Matt and David Sweat access to a cell phone and smuggled power tools in the Clinton Correctional Facility where she worked as a supervisor. What the fuck? What the fuck? Huh? Jesus H. fucking Christ. Smuggle goddamn power tools and this shit. That's wild, man. You motherfuckers that work in prisons, what's your goddamn problem? Some fucking lonely-ass bitch gets a job in a fucking prison because she's not getting fucked good enough by her old man and she can't find any men on the outside, so she's gonna go and bang a fucking psychopathic killer so she can get a little sweet love from some motherfucker that tortured some man to death, beat him to death, 27 hours locked in the trunk of a fucking car before he killed him and dismembered his body. This bitch is so fucking hard up. For a fucking man, that's what she settles for, right? You know what? I don't give a fuck how much she's cooperating. They had to throw her motherfucking ass in prison. And these fucking... who the hell are they? The goddamn... son and the daughter and all these motherfuckers that were mouthing off about this bitch... Talking about how, oh, let me tell you, this is slander. Let me tell you what, little girl and little son and all you other fine fucking family members, your goddamn mother and mother-in-law is now admitting to aiding and abetting the escape of a psychopathic fucking killer and some other scum-sucking dog that put 15 bullets into a cop. You know something? I will forever and a day, I don't give a shit how much police abuse goes on in this country, and there's a lot of it. I will never, ever be okay with that shit. Because whether you got good cops or bad cops, you need cops. You need good cops is what you need. Anyway, how about that, huh? Wow. All right. So there is a fascinating little bit of news. Who's this cat, man? What's his name? This is Hopspin. Hopsin. And Big Bang. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Wildlife. Yeah, let's see here, man. What? That's great. Banging on the girl next door. Do 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 do. You cunt. Let me see this. Yeah, there it is. Okay.
Do you feel like certain times were passed over maybe unfairly?
Yeah, I don't think anything's unfair. Hey, I think everything happens for a reason, and I believe in timing, and I think that this burger, I mean, it's an all-American burger, and I'm like, the perfect all-American girl for it. So I think that any other burger that I did wouldn't have been as messy.
The fuck is she talking about?
Is about a lot more than our full flavor, more than our crisp, clean taste, more than our distinct bottles and cans. It's about the people who raise our bottle.
Oh, I see. This music from
We raise our bottle to you.
So you shit can workers there at, what is this? What's this swill?
And to those who will.
What shit?
Discover the especial.
Oh, Modelo. They're using the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly music, or Fistful of Dollars.
Fox News alert, police reportedly closing in now on the location of those two escaped convicts after finding a possible resting place in the woods near the prison. But plenty of questions remain over how these two convicted killers even got out in the first place, gaining access to
police are not closing in on shit.
You can see on your screen there, cutting through a pipe with power tools. Uh-huh. They even had access to spray paint. Matt and Sweat plotted all this in the honor block, the so-called honor block.
This must
of
be
Clinton
all
correctional.
This
apparently,
has got to be Bush's.
They were on such good behavior. No, this has got to be
Obama's fault.
Bob McHugh is the former director of communications for the New Jersey State Department of Corrections.
Obama did it again.
He's my guest today. All right, so I know you specialize in New Jersey, and this is a New York prison.
They're closing on anything,
yes.
Fucking
but give
Carlson.
Give us a sense of the life for these two murderers. They're in this sort of honor area, and they're wearing street clothes. Why?
Well, it's funny, Gretchen. Things change when guys go from being on the street to being in prison. Prison officials are more worried about how they behave on the inside than what they did on the outside.
Uh-huh.
So it's very possible that these guys were relatively good inmates,
and
in other words, well-behaved.
No shit.
As opposed
not possible,
to maybe
motherfucker.
A 21-year-old
well-behaved
drug dealer who could be a terrible prisoner, mm-hmm. and therefore cause the corrections officers...
No, it's not very possible, you stupid fucking cunt. They were in the good behavior area of the goddamn prison. God damn, I hate
somebody's
fuckers.
Somebody's got a lot of explaining to do.
Somebody's got a lot of explaining to do, you dumb fucking cunt motherfucker. Who's this piece of shit she's talking to?
You know, used power tools.
Who is this fucking dumb
cells,
cunt you're talking to,
you
stupid
know,
bitch?
Break out of holes. And then during the time when we thought of the prisoners would hear them drilling and such, nobody said a peep.
Really? Nobody said a peep.
I have to show an ID to buy spray paint.
Uh-huh.
At the local hardware store,
yeah,
because
too.
Of graffiti and stuff.
Yeah.
So the fact that these guys got scrape paid, that's going to be very, very difficult.
What a fucking goddamn meaningless goddamn interview. When's the last time you showed fucking ID to get goddamn... I don't have to show ID to get spray paint. What's your fucking problem, Grandpa? And what's this fucking snatch's problem, Miss Gretchen Carlson? Two-bit fucking
difficult
snatch.
To explain. If, in fact, as it's beginning to look more...
Let me ask a question, you motherfucker. Why do they have you on this show, you stupid cocksucker? You weren't saying anything that people don't know, number one. And number two, this big news flash that they, must have been in some honor block. That was known before they fucking escaped, dipshit.
Or more. They had help.
Uh-huh.
That'll help explain something.
What?
But getting power tools.
They had help. What does that explain?
Tools, that's just, nobody's going to be able to talk their way out of that.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I guess they haven't because they already found out it was the bitch that was on the outside who was supposed to fucking meet him and, you know, take their ass out of town.
So what are they looking for now? I mean, the idea that they're out... Does the authority of the prison people in charge, that just ends and now it's up to the police?
Yeah.
No, typically, I know this is true in New Jersey, and if you look even just on the video that you guys are showing all the time, there's an awful lot of corrections officers involved.
Former.
So they still have jurisdiction over these guys until they're caught, and then, of course, they'll keep jurisdiction over them.
Uh-huh.
Really, what will happen is the state police will join in, the local police will join in.
Would somebody give this goddamn fucking loser a fucking Fox contributor job just like they give to every other motherfucker they put on this goddamn channel? So this fucking goddamn son of a bitch. So I will know in the future that I don't have to listen to a two-bit lame brain motherfucker like this. Somebody has some splaining to do.
Yeah, I'm sure the FBI is involved.
Right.
But no, it's still largely
a matter of
the correction system.
All right, so the allegation is that this woman who worked in the leather shop and had, you know, day-to-day correspondence with these two prisoners, that she may have been in on it. How weird.
Do you think that that's the speculation? I don't know. She was parked and ready to take them before she went to the hospital. And now we know, of course, that she gave them power tools. She may be in on it.
Where is it for an employee inside the prison to develop some sort of a relationship with the prisoner?
You know, I was thinking today that you might ask that question. And I think I read a couple of months or so ago that Charlie Manson got married. I know that sounds like a non sequitur, but these guys can have amazing Svengali-like control over other people. I mean, they're master manipulators.
Yeah, and all you were, motherfucker, was the director of the deputy director of corrections for some state, and you were just thinking about that question because you ain't really figured that one out, have you, you dipshit motherfuckers?
Or they wouldn't be where they are.
Really?
So I'm guessing
that Charlie Manson had some Svengali powers. Do you think that Charlie Manson with the family and the fucking butchery that he perpetrated had some Svengali powers? And I'm guessing
that they somehow bamboozled this person, if in fact this person is involved, into helping.
Bamboozled her, huh? She didn't do it of her own free accord?
hitting them. Some kind of jailhouse love affair. Or God knows what.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe they sucked your dick.
Now, you were on the inside at one point in time. Bob McHugh.
Well, I'm about the inside.
Well, working inside.
What a fucking loser this motherfucker is. Are you kidding with this guy? Yeah, okay, Bob. Good job there. There he is. I wasn't on the inside, but I... Oh, fuck. Well, I wasn't on the inside. You should be on the inside.
Yeah, it was fascinating.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'll bet it was fascinating where you fucked it up, fucked your job up. Now what are you doing?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. All right, so that was a fascinating bamboozle of a thing, man, wasn't it?
I'm nothing but pumped.
Yeah? The fuck does this mean? Fuck a duck. Go fuck a duck, you motherfucker. All right, go to hell. All of you. Rot in the hell that you yourselves have created for yourselves.
Samantha Hoops is a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, a guest girl, and she just added a Carl's Jr. commercial to her resume. She joins us from the
and
Fox
she's got
411 LA studio.
And,
welcome, Samantha.
Hi.
Hey, guys. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon. Hi. So,
Samantha, how are you there in Los Angeles
today? To get
today?
The Carl's Jr. commercial? I mean, I've been waiting for this commercial, by the way, for the longest time. Maybe the past
eight months.
I've wanted
years,
this commercial so, so 15, bad.
20 years?
And I kept being in the running for the next burger, the next burger, and I wasn't getting it.
The next burger, the next burger.
And then all of a sudden, I got it, and it's competitive. I mean, you know, you could be on hold for it, and then a girl gets it over you last minute.
It's great. All right, well, that's so fine. I mean, we need to have burger models, but do we need to hear them talk? Oh. The answer to that question is a goddamn big, powerful, rip-snorting fuck no. Fuck no. Ah. All right, here we go. Oh, my God, man. All right, I'm going to do a very quick thing. Do a quick thing here. Notepad. All right, so we have his show open. And so we're doing for time here. It is 18. Okay, we've got 12 minutes. And what we're going to do now is character list.
Well, I don't know that I like this kind of language.
Well, I'm telling you right now.
Well, Margaret, I don't really give a flying fuck whether you like the language or not.
Can we watch that language?
No, we cannot watch that language.
Well, what do you mean you don't give a flying fuck?
I don't give a shit. Whether or not you care.
Oh, look at that, man. Dwight Frye is a young... Not Dwight Frye, but Barry Fitzgerald. That's heavy. Barry Fitzgerald, Eric Stroheim... And a whole host of weird motherfuckers. You know, when they used to have the what they called Grauman's Chinese Theater, what became Mann's Chinese Theater, I don't know who the fuck owns it now. But they actually had cats dressed in Chinese hats and shit, you know. And they would smile and let you out of the fucking car and all this good shit. But here's the thing. The Chinese cats, the guys that were dressed Chinese, were not Chinese. And that kind of tightens my jaws. That kind of disappoints me because I would expect the fucking Chinese. Anyway.
Well, it's time for a... yes. Philip, well, it's time for Tom Kenton's L.A. history. These were not Chinese men. These were white men. They would try to fool people into thinking they were Chinese, but they weren't Chinese at all. Isn't that interesting? Well, Phil, I'm Tom Kenton, and Tom Kenton's Hollywood history.
All right, here we go. Oh, God, man. So I want you guys to know I had dinner this evening at the Fox and the Hound in Studio City, California, which is just off the 101 freeway, the Hollywood freeway, down to the downtown Los Angeles. And the Fox and the Hound is a fantastic English-style pub there at on Ventura Boulevard, right near Funkin' Wagnall. I don't know where the fuck, but it's on Ventura Boulevard. And I had a absolutely delicious dinner this evening. And guess what I had for dinner tonight? For dinner tonight, I had steak and eggs. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Because I so miss steak and eggs. And I don't give a good, sweet, good goddamn. And Lauren, my lady friend, had ham and eggs. She had sunny side up. I had scrambled. She had the ham steak. I had the regular beef steak because I do not eat swine no more, as many of you probably know and probably don't give that much of a shit about. Hold on. Hey, what the fuck? Okay. Damn it. This goddamn chair, man. There's all kinds of protocols when it comes to the radio business that some of us need to learn. All right. Look at this, Joel McRae, Robert Armstrong, back before Robert Armstrong was in fucking King fucking Kong. Man, this is some serious shit. All right, man. All right, here we go. Let's see what...
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. This is Margaret Gray.
And Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard.
And I'm General Galen Shaw, and now, here's Phil Henry.
Thank you. That's kind of how it's going to sound. All right. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Now, the other thing we have to do is, tomorrow afternoon at 2, I have an appointment with Destiny. No, actually, I have an appointment right here at these very microphones because we have a engineer coming in, Biff Bartholomew, who is our own personal maintenance engineer, and he will be here.
Thank you very much, Phil. It's great to be on the program. I had no idea.
Biff Bartholomew will be here to set up our radio. Set up our microphone. Now, I got to get my bacon. Let's see. Herb Sewell. Telling you, man, you never seen anything like it before in your life. Now then. All right. La di 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 di. Patriots sang one of my vein. Patriots released quarterback Garrett Gilbert. Fourth charge of jersey retired. LaDainian Tomlinson had his jersey retired. Good for you, LaDainian. He's a good man. Dan Fouts, Lance Allworth, and Junior Seau. Not Ron Mix? Not Ron Mix. Ron Mix is in the fucking Hall of Fame. I don't understand. Isn't Ron Mix in the fucking Hall of Fame? Isn't Ron Mix the offensive guard or tackle of the San Diego Chargers? Isn't he in the Hall of Fame? Or am I wrong about that? I could be wrong. Ron Mix was consistently named an all-pro back in the days when the sports writers did not want to vote for an American Football League player at all. Ron Mix would make the all-pro list along with NFL players. And I could be wrong. Let me see here. I got to find this out now. This is pissing me off, bitch. This is pissing me the fuck off. This is. Ron Mix, Hall of Fame. Let's see. Ron Mix, football. I could be very wrong. He had a Juris Doctor and law degree. No, yes, Pro Football Hall of Fame, 1979. Ron Mix is a retired American football player. The offensive tackle is a member of the American Football League, AFL, and was inducted to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Mix attended the University of Southern California. Upon graduation, played right tackle and guard for the AFL's San Diego Chargers from 1960 to 1969, and then played on the Oakland Raiders, 71-72, and their taxi squad in 72. Now, why isn't Ron Mix's jersey retired in San Diego? That's just a... Is that, I think I'm going to bring that up in the show. Or maybe General Shaw should bring this up. As San Diego Chargers continue to be a disgrace, Tomcat in Hollywood history, Ron Mix, General Shaw. I think that would be, you know, I think that's a very good project for General Shaw. What do you think? I do. All right, get ready, folks. It's time. It's time, bitch. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.